Thank you. the intervention that we have made, that we put in, that we have made that promise is meant to be related to the challenges that are, that the challenges, the challenges that a particular province is experiencing, not just the financial problems. Going to the recommendations, we recommend that the national and provincial treasurers put in place agreed upon measurement and assessment improvement for people against which provincial provinces are evaluated, and land wage component of the provincial budget for training. And this should be in the form of the National Health Sector Department setting the large, very important outline measures administrative staff to total expenditure per sector. And we also need to confirm that HR has been delegated to the accounting officers to be required to adhere to those established norms when fully imposed. And this requirement must be enforced through existing regulations and performance agreements. We also need that the capability of HR functions within provincial departments must be cost. The best part to this is that we think
Thank you. many, because we are just not an oversight of water issues to the municipality level and tell us what the number that we actually, and then if we can know what people need, it can be all, but we are still fresh from the water.
Thank you. revenue prediction was better in areas where residents have higher levels of disposable income, indicating that wage that people who can pay are actually willing to pay. And it was said that the municipalities also affected revenue effort. So for example, where municipalities received a bigger local government equitable share allocation, the more revenue it collected, which possibly indicates that the extra funding in the form of the LAS allocation was being used to improve billing or collection effort. economic basis, we would have seen worse justice response and lack of aggregate demand in the absence of the shower grants. So we need to make sure that when we consolidate, we actually cushion the most poor and the most vulnerable, which were the children in our country. So something has got to change. It's got to be consolidation. We have to control certain growth. The one area that you pointed out is that we need to control wage growth, because we need to have better balance between wages and learning materials, business and hospitals, like, okay, a hospital in your hospital. So that's a critical area that a forthcoming budget cycle is actually going to have to look at. And then finally, as my colleagues have pointed out, we are going to have to look at effective increase in expenditure and getting value for money.
Thank you. has arisen, and then of terminating them or merging them. If we could just get some sort of a feel, you know, it's how have we faced with these conditional plans. I think that would really assist us moving forward. And then, another one that they want to know that there was a suggestion of an independent expert when it comes to expenditure reviews. That's what the FNCRB was proposing. Now, one wants to check, you know, it's what sort of an independent expert. Sometimes, you know, the use of the word independent, and then it's very problematic. Independent of what? Maybe a bit of an explanation then will be a little bit necessary. But if you just refer to a person who's got outside that specific environment, who will give an objective assessment, and then what will then be seen? What about the budget officials? What about, of course, the embassy, the accountant general's office? Rather than just really talking about an independent person, and because a private person, you can't say a private person has got no interest. then the crowd can't get recognized. The message of that sermon is that when you talk about an apple or any fruit, when it starts rotting, when it starts doing that, then it goes back. And so I'm definitely looking at that as well. And also the time in relation to the infrastructure is that after the first year of putting the infrastructure, it may not cost.
understand the question of the equitable share and the formulas and so on.
Thank you. that you can say, no, okay, on average, this is what we should see, you put him into maintenance or refurbishment. If you don't have that, it's very difficult because decisions must be taken, and they're taken at a different level. So it's very difficult to do that. So, but I'm sure that as we move forward and look at some of these issues, we can actually address that issue in a very direct way, as has been Thank you.
Thank you.